This is Hilchos Anah. First of all, there are two parts to Anah. There's the Issa part of Anah and there's a remedy. As we saw, the remedy is broken up to three parts. There's Pachas Mishtos, which is a Mechila. Shtos, which is the Mekach is Kaim, if it's off by exactly a sixth. And then the Mekach is Kaim, just you have a right to adjust the price and get back your money. And Yetz Mishtos, the Halach is that it's a bit of Mekach. If the person overcharges or underpays more than a sixth off the determined market value, then it'll be a bit of Mekach. We raised the question and someone pointed out afterwards that I never got back to fully address, and I would like to take the time now to... We raised the point, how does someone do business today? It's Kamana Pasa that inevitably he'll be over the Issa Anah, because if he sells 1,000 products, obviously at least one of his 1,000 products he's going to be off, just a drop above the market value. So why isn't every person today over Issa Anah? And I mentioned that it's Madik and Rishonim, as well as the Chubis Marit, that the Issa Anah is unlike other Yisurim that you can be over Bishoygeg, for example. Gezel, if you steal b'shoigig, there is an issa gzela, albeit it will be b'shoigig. Anah, the taich of anah is to take advantage of someone, to knowingly dupe somebody else. If you don't know that you're overpriced, or you don't know that you're underpaying, then that is not the issa of anah altogether. You didn't do a maisa anah. So therefore, if you're b'shoigig, if you're unaware that it's off the market price, it's not an issa anah to begin with. The Torah does say, however, that there is a concept of anah b'shoigig. And I would like to suggest that the Torah means the following, that really it's not the typical shegig, but really he means oyme mota. That means the person knows he's overcharging, or believes to be overcharging, but thinks that it's permissible. We live in a secular world, caveat emptor, buyers beware, it's tough luck on him, I'm alive, if I can make the extra buck, so be it. And if that's how I run my business, I know I'm overcharging, I know I'm higher than, let's say, the average median price in the market, so I would then, even though I don't know the Issa, so I am a Shoigeg, I'd be over the Issa of Anah B'Shoigeg. Because I did a Maisa Anah, I overcharged, but it was B'Shoigeg. However, if I don't know that I'm overpriced whatsoever, I believe that I'm fairly marketing this item, this product, this service, whatever it might be, as we'll see, then there won't be an Issa Anah as well. There is a Shita Sabach, however, who says that even if you don't know, you are over an Issa. But I feel confident at least enough to say that it's muta based on the Meduyuk in its Meduyuk and many Rishonim as well as the Chuvis Marit. And that is, again, just a chaza, that if you don't know, you're overcharging. If you believe to fairly market the item, you're fine. Okay, let's.
What is the Seichel Mechuyev to do before he sets a price?
The Seichel Mechuyev to. Obviously, he can't be blind to the industry. But let's take a grocery store, for example. So, what he could do is feel out the market, find out what industry standard of a markup is. Let's say in groceries it's 20-25%, whatever it is. He could find out how much he's purchasing, let's say a few products, and see if that number, that markup works out for him and compared to other stores in the area. And if it does, then he's allowed to assume that it works across the board. If he knows otherwise, or he believes, let's say, paper goods, there's a different type of a markup than in economy, then he should investigate that as well. But otherwise, he safely could rely on the fact that a 25% markup is fair and it's still within the medium of the market. And if it proves to be he's wrong on an item, let's say on soda, there the markup is only 15% and he was unaware that punk soda is an exception, so he'll have the remedy of a no. If he's off, I guess mishtus will still be a bit of mekach, or shtus will still be a chazar, so no, but he won't be over any yisa, because he didn't think that he was overcharging whatsoever. And you could apply tegel kachem yakamoy to every industry is like that.
What if his distributor is overpriced? So his markup is...
Well, that's why he suggests it. He doesn't. It's not an excuse. If you overpay for an item from your distributor, you have no excuse. It's not a heter to overcharge somebody else. Oh, so that's why he suggests. What you do is you take a couple of items, take three items in your store, find out and see, using this formula, does it work out well? And if it does, then you can assume that your distributor is treating you equally to everybody else. And then... No, let's say, for example, I'll take milk and I'll see what my distributor charged me for milk. I'll add my 25% markup and I'll see what my price is, which come out to $1.49. And I go around and I see that, yes, $1.49 is well within the market price. So now I'm fine. And I do it with another item, three items, let's say, for example. I'm not, by the way, number three is not written in stone. Sorry?
Three items from the same distributor.
Oh, you mean because you have a bunch of different distributors for each item? Yeah, but you should know, generally speaking, you don't have to be choisha that your distributor is overcharging you. Unless you know otherwise, you could assume that he's like any other distributor and you're doing fine. I'm just saying, as a broad general rule, do it on a few items, and the three is not written in stone, and see from there as a gauge to see that if your markup, if your formula is working out, and if it works out, then fine. All right, let's start. We're up to Sif Hey. That's Simon Reish Kav Zayin Sif Hey. Someone overcharged or underpaid, he's not mechuyev. A ma'an is not mechuyev to return back, even by shtos, where you have a chiv chazara, or even yosem shtos, which is a bit mekach, ad shetia no yesa al pruta, unless the amount, it was significant enough that it's worth more than a pruta, the amount that you overcharged. Ha'isa pruta b'shava, but if it's an exact pruta, eino ma'an, you need not give it back, the hilchos anoa do not apply. The Yeshremrim, that is the Chazar, so if it doesn't apply, this might still be there. The Yeshremrim, the Chayiv La'akse Pruta, and others say, the Ramah Paskins, that even if it's a Pruta, you Mechuyiv La'akse. If it's yes, less than a Pruta, obviously not, but if it's a Pruta, you Mechuyiv La'akse. This halacha is not so much Negev, because a Pruta today, if you use the value of silver in America, it's less than a penny. So basically, any type of Ono is going to be already a Pruta and then some, and therefore obviously be governed by the regular Hilchos of Ono. All right, let's go move. No, if it's less than shtutz, it's anyway a mechila. We're talking about, let's say it's a shtutz. Let's say, for example, I purchased something. It's supposed to be 4 cents, and he charged me 5 cents. I mean, the problem is that a penny is already a pruta. But let's say a penny would be less than a pruta, then even though it was yaisim shtutz, and normally the halacha would be bitul mekach, here comes along the makaba and the Ramah and say that if it's less than a pruta, even less than a drop more than a pruta, whatever it is, if it's less than that shear, then it's not governed by Hilchos Ono, and you're not mechuyev to give back the mekach.
Total sale or per item?
Per unit. That means how you charge.
If you charge, what if you're selling 10 million things that would have been really a penny, now you charge 2 cents. That's a lot of money.
Again, so what happened? It was 10 million?
Sell 10 items. 10 items, 10 million. 10 items.
10 items, and what happened?
Collectively on the bill.
And you're over on one penny.
You reckon
on the line item. It means if it's sold, let me give you an example. If I sell you a bag of potato chips and it's 30 cents and I charged you 35, we don't say, well, there are 50 potato chips in the bag and each one's there, because it's never sold as a unit, individual potato chips. But the unit is the bag of potato chips. The unit is the box of screws, even though there are 100 screws in there. If I sell you 10 bags of potato chips, then each one, if I charge you separately, unless I give you one price for the entire package. If I sell you a box of potato chips, a wholesaler sells a box, a shipment of plates, or whatever it is, so then whatever the unit that you're charging on, that's where you look towards the Hilchos Ono. If you charge per bag inside the box, and you don't give a wholesale price on the box, then the unit is each individual bag. But it's not going to come down to each individual potato chip. So, all right. Let's move on to Halacha Vav, Sif Vav. This is a point that we mentioned last week a number of times. People raise this, but here's a Mufush Halacha. We said again, I should mention that Sif Hei was really regarding the Din Chazar, not that it's Nogea, but Pashas the Issa is still Be'yoiva. Sif Vav is going to be talking about the Issa of Ana. What is the Ana on Pachas Mishtas? Is there an Issa of Ana on Pachas Mishtas? Yesh Listapek, Immutal Lohinis Eskavera B'Pachas Mishtas. If you're overcharged by a shaver pruta, there's a suffix, it's a suffix of the Rosh. I happen to be a makhlekes rishonim, but the Rosh himself was misafik, he had both tzedadim, and the mechaber passed like the Rosh, that you have a suffix if it's permissible to overcharge someone pachas mishtas. We know that the lidagabi, the din chazara, there is nothing by pachas mishtas, it's automatic mechila. But could be there's still an issa, even though there's a mechila and there's no remedy, but still you're not allowed to do it. And when the Mechaber tells you Yesh L'Estapik, it means, and the reason why he's telling it to you is therefore Safek D'Raisa L'Chumra, and therefore you should avoid doing these things. And that's how the Rosh actually feels, that you should be a Machmir. But now it's Meduik in the Mechaber, happens to be Dafka by a Noah Shavar Pruta. Again, not that it's Nogea today, because we've come out not off, but if it would be less than a Shavar Pruta for some reason, the Mechaber, it's Meduik in the Rosh as well, there won't be an Issa of Chatishir. It's unlike, let's say, Gezel, or if you steal Pox from Shavar Pruta, even though there's no dinah shava, there's still an issa, chatzi shir, let's say. Here, vice versa, there is no issa if it's less than the shavar pruta. But if it is less than the shtus, it is a safik if you're still going to be over the issa. What's its study as safik? The Rosh says the following. what is the reason why Pachas Mishtas is a Mechila? And he suggests two svaris, and based on these two svaris will be whether it applies to the Isser as well. The first svar he suggests is because it's a pain in the neck. If someone overcharged me Pachas Mishtas, it's leintechnisch to go back to the seller and try to get back my money, because I'm going to bring an assessor holding like me. We're going to have to go through the whole assessment process. We need three shemoyim. And I'm going to bring someone who's going to, let's say, hopefully say like me. Then there's going to be another assessor which likely will say not like me, you know, because every assessor is not exactly to the penny. And it's very likely if the second assessor comes along, it will be that it was just fine. The price was within fair market value. So it's going to become tedious. It's a trouble for me to try to munt from you this or not, because I'm going to have to go through the whole assessment process and kula hai vula, I might not end up with anything. And then I have to collect, of course. So therefore, it could very well be that that I won't get anything, and it's loin signature gan samayis, and therefore I'm moicha. If that's the svara, Dr. Rosh, then avadi still be over this. You wronged me by overcharging me, Pachas Mishtos. She's on Michael because it doesn't pay for me to bother with it and try to get it back from you. However, Dr. Rosh's second svara could be that the reason why Pachas Mishtos is a Mechila is because there is a value of that price that you gave me. There is a market value for the overcharging they gave me. That is, that if someone is desperate, and he really is desperate for the item, he needs this item badly, he will overpay for the item. If someone's desperate in a pickle, who will overpay. Or the other way around, if a seller is desperate, he has to raise capital, he'll sell it off for cheaper, even less than the fair market value, because he needs the money for other investments, whatever it is. And therefore, at times, even though it's rare, it's extreme cases in Nevada, the fair market value is, let's say, $6, but at times there are people willing to pay $7, and at times there are people willing to pay, let's say, $5, or $5 and a drop, whatever it is, or $6.75, Pachas Mishtos. There are people willing to go off the fair market value due to desperation. And therefore, he says, really then, there is a de'eved dikah market value, which I'm willing to accept. Both me and the other party, the seller and the buyer, are both willing to accept this b'di'evit shar, because we see that some people do purchase at that price. So even though the fair market value is six, but it could be a five in the drop and 6.75, whatever it is still within the greater shar. And therefore, the Rosh suggests if that would be the pshat, then there won't be an isser either. Because if that goes into this greater shar, if we can now accept this this latitude of mistake, we accept you to go up to 6.75 because we understand that there are people who are desperate and would pay that much, then I accepted that value, so I was never overcharged in the first place, and there wouldn't be any yesa. And that is the study of Safik. Is the reason why I'm Meichel, it's because it's a bother, it's a patchka, and therefore you really wronged me, but I'm Meichel, but you are over there, or no, the reason why there's a Mechila is because I accepted upon we accept upon ourselves this wider shar. And if that's the case, then there wouldn't be an issa. But the Mechaber brings down the suffix, and obviously, therefore, you should be machmes, veka deraisa lechumra. So if it gets pretty steep, that we cannot be off, even on one penny, even on one pruta, we can be playing with an issa deraisa.
Everybody accept on that?
The Hamoin Am, when they go into a sale, are willing to accept a great, the one sad, are willing to accept this greater, this wider shar, because other people are willing to pay that much or pay that less, or sell it for that less, whatever.
Since there are people desperate,
so it's not absurd. There is a shar for that, and even when we go into it, we're not so medactic, we're not so meticulous, we will accept this greater shar.
Just the question of the first side, I mean, we're talking here like a 20% difference.
What? A shtus, pachas mishtus is actually 15%, whatever.
16%, but it is, we're looking at it from, it's where you start from. Let's say something is worth, say, $50, right? So and you sell for $60, that's a no.
That's yes and shtus. Oh, well, shtus if you go shtus mois. Okay, but exactly shtus is very difficult, like we discussed.
Let's say the thing so talking about is the difference of value. If you look the other way, 16%, but say it's 20, it's not like a little, it's not like a minimal, like a 5% difference.
But people know, the Rosh also suggested, which really might be the Gemara of Baba Basra, that people know when they go into a Mechira, we know that no one's perfect. I cannot be exact on the price, you cannot be exact on the price. So we allow for this mistake. We understand we're only human, we understand we are going to be off by a drop, and we're not going to be so medactic, because otherwise we won't be able to carry on with our lives.
Okay, minimal amount, I understand. If you're talking about, let's say...
Well, everything is relative. If I'm buying something for $6 million and the real price is $5.5 million, you're right, $500,000 is a lot of money. But if a guy is ready paying $6 million for the building, $500,000 might not be worth it.
Guy goes grocery shopping almost, right? The guy knows he's paying 20% more, right? He'll go to the store, he'll pay 20% less.
I'm sure, even if he pays 10% more. He would go somewhere else. But when he doesn't know, in the unknown, right? He's going into the store, he doesn't know he's overpaying. And that matzav, he allows for a mistake. He understands it's impossible to be perfect. And he allows for a mistake. Either he accepts a greater share, or the first brother, Arstam, he allows for a mistake because he knows it's not worth the whole bother. Until he's going to find out, then he's going to have to prove it. He might not get anything because you might be able to prove and bring an assessor which holds like you. I won't get anything. And therefore, taking the whole package, I accept it. Avad if it's a shtus, no longer do I accept it. That's my threshold. Up to a shtus, I'm willing to be my chum. Those are the two.
It's interesting because it is a significant amount.
It can be a significant amount, but relative to the sale price, it's insignificant. All right.
They often, some items are more, some items are less. Let's say in the cart you have half the cancels.
No, it's individual. If it's charged per item, the bill's rung up per item, then you have to done every single item separately. Just like we discussed, even like on a box of potato chips, whatever it is. If you charge per unit, whatever the unit is.
Correct.
I'm really making 20 different purchases. I did it all at one shot, but I made 20 different purchases. Now, because there is a possible, a subject that writes of a nisa no, pox mishtos, the Ksam Sefer therefore suggests that when someone goes into a store that is any service, contracts any business deal, he should go in with a positive mechila. He should go in to be mechil the other party and accept upon himself a mistake of pachas mishtos kedei to save the seller, or the seller should save the buyer from an isra on vanoah. Because since anyway, I mean, it's pachas zenev zelachos. You're not going back anyway for chazara. There's no remedy because this pachas mishtos is going to be a mechila anyway. So bazoi, you may as well go in, Zakta Ksam Seifa, and be mechil. Going with a positive attitude to be meichel pachas mishtos kedei to save the other person in this. If you go into a store and you know he's overcharging, or you can smell that he might be overcharging, you're definitely worthwhile. I had such a case. I went to Montreal and I had to change money. It was a Friday afternoon. Banks were closed. I walked into a Yiddish store, and of course they were all then eager to change now, especially Canadian money for dollars. I knew whatever price they were going to give, I was going to be ripped off. It's clear. I wasn't going to get the fair market value. Charlie just was. I'll find out later on how badly I was duped. And I was duped. They gave me 148. It was supposed to be 151. Nishka Felak, it was Bakum Mishtos. But you know already in your Namatsev that you're going to be ripped off. You should go in with the attitude, I will be Meichel them for doing this to Chatchila to save them from this and no.
Like, I know the same thing. A lot of times you go into a local store to buy something, you know it's
going to
be much more money.
Much more than what? Than another local?
No, again,
ShopRite and the local store are two different products.
Grocery stores that are town grocery stores, and some can be 50 cents more for a $2 item.
That's serious, right?
It is serious, there's no question.
Correct. So,
for you, it's not worth it for me to go.
Fine, then you should go in with the attitude to be Michael. Correct. But don't be Michael it afterwards. Go into the attitude knowing that I know that he's overcharging, I'm Michael, I'm allowing him.
Then there won't be any.
Then not even this, correct.
Correct.
If you're willing to be Michael, because in time. That's what you should do.
Just to make a point, you don't mean a couple of years to store, just make it wasn't a bank, that's what you meant.
Sorry, yeah, for sure. 100%.
If you get 148, very good. You go on the regular list, but you're 18% in Canada.
Okay.
So you really did well.
Okay. No, because I'm saying he's talking about pox mishtos. He tightens up the rush. When the rush says, Baal Nefesh should be machmeh on this because it's a suffix deraisa, he tightens up into Rosh. What do you mean, Baal Nefesh? We already know suffix deraisa coming. It's not his kasha. Everyone's bothered by this kasha. So he says that suggests that that's what the rush means to say. He should be machmeh on both ends of the deal. Not to be ma'ana, and the other end of the deal should be machmeh to accept this and not to be even nisa. But you could apply it to anything. I could be meichel anything. I mean, there's a guy that's going to be a whole sift later on discussing how the seller can cause you to be meichel and accept a higher price. We'll get to it. All right, can we go weiter? All right, let's go to Sif Zion. Okay, Sif Vav discussed the Issa. Comes along Sif Zion. No more. Comes along Sif Zion, and now we're going to discuss the remedy. We discuss that there's a narrow window, there's a time frame when the Nis'ana, when the person was cheated, is allowed to go back to the other party and claim or know and get back a remedy of either the shtos or be mevatel the mekach yesh mishtas. And Tziv Zayin is going to discuss the keach's end, and Tziv Ches is going to discuss the seller's end. Okay, Zoktu Machava. And Mosa Yochel lacks of Latvoya and Nosa Bishtos. Until when? How long do you have to come back to the seller and claim the anor, an adjustment of the price of ishtos, or levata lemekach b'yesem ishtos, or to be mevata lemekach more than ishtos? It's a very small window. Ad kadei sheyare letagoi lekreve. The time it takes you to bring this item, if you purchase it, or the service, or whatever it is, to bring it, which we're going to discuss later on, actually, service, but to bring this item to a tagger or to a korev and to get a proper assessment. But if he delayed after that window, he cannot come back and claim a bit of mekach, and he cannot even adjust the price. It's too late. There's an automatic mechila. We assume that you are going to do your homework. We assume that you're going to go right away and get an assessment and see if you're overcharged, which is a good halacha, because if not, we could have this mitzias that 6 months later the guy's coming back and he already don't sell the product anymore. I already stocked my shelves. I already assume what's going to be, and all of a sudden he brings back a big shipment. It could become problematic in the business world, so it's very helpful to have this halacha. There's a small window that he has, a small opportunity to come back. It doesn't say an exact shear what this Kadesh Yar Latago Lakroiva is, but the Rishonim says that called the Fiamokum Kfi Azman, Kfi the Khefitsum, Khfaitum are harder to get an assessment, like we're going to see later on, like diamonds. But it's generally within the day or two. To apply today, it's probably even yet easier, because most products are mass marketed. It's the same item, and it's very easy to get a quote. You don't have to go anywhere. You can get on the internet, on a phone call away, and find out what you sell it for, and call up another two stores, three stores, whatever it is, and you'll get a price. So it's a very limited time period that he has to come back and claim or not. Now the Machab says, "Akadei sheyar l'tagar oy l'krevi." It's a tagar, someone who's a mumko or your karev. And the reason why the Machab says both, I'll give you two suggestions. What is this karev doing? L'krevi, the karev has to also be a baki. So l'krevi means to say that a karev was a baki, but he's not a tag. He happens to be not in the business, but he's familiar with how that industry was, or let's say he once upon a time was in the business. And a tagger is a mumko, but not only a mumko, but he happens to be actually a salesman in that field. And the reason why you need a karev is because pashtis, I mean, it could be anybody, but pashtis, you wouldn't know that someone else is a baki unless he's a relative of yours or a close friend of yours. So then you would know that he has an expertise to assess items that he doesn't deal with. Another suggestion could be is that the halakha of Lataga, the Knesset Gdela brings down, is even by a guy. You could take a guyish opinion as well, even though he's not Nemon, but we have a klal loymora umnase. If he's an umin, we could take his opinion. So if he's a tag, if he's an umin, so then you could take his opinion even if he's a guy. If not, if he's not a tag, then oily l'kreiv, then you only have to go to a Yiddish person to get an assessment. But whatever it is, you have a time period, a small time period, to come back to the seller. But if you delay, any yochel laksav lo letvoya anosai. Now, as a machlokes rishonim, later on we're going to see it. There is a concept called midas chasidus. The Mishnah brings it down by coins, which we just did in Daf Yomi. There's machlokes rishonim. Does that apply to all items or to all services, whatever? And many other opinion we're going to see later on, as a Torah, Rosh, Machava as well, that there is a midas chasidus to adjust the price or be mevatel the mekach even after this time period. That means if he would come back, like the Mishnah says, a year later, Yud Beis Chodesh, he comes back and he tells you that even though, yes, I was overcharged, and even though, yes, I know that I should have found out earlier, but I didn't, and I was never moichol, then there's a midas chasidus and to give it back and adjust the price, and if you don't, he has a right to have terumis. If not, obviously, he has no right to have terumis. So Salantis vote, terumis is a din. You have to have a mokum to have terumis. Well, he'll have a right to have terumis if he claims he was never Michael. If he claims that he was lazy and he knew that he had a potential or none, he didn't bother and he was Michael, he knew that he was overcharged as Michael and he's coming back, then there's no Mitzvah Chasidus. It's history. He was Michael already. But we're talking about a person in an extreme case that he claims that he was a battle and he forgot about it or whatever it was, and he was never truly Michael. So even though it's a year later, yes, you should honor it. There is a Mitzvah Chasidus to honor it, and if you don't, he has a right to have terumis. To Machlek Zishayim, the Rama's Mashmanat, but the we're going to see later on, it's a Machaba Pashas, but it's also a Torah, a Rosh, other Rishonim, Ritva. Other Rishonim say that Midas Chasidus applies to all items.
You say that you could call upon a phone or you have to drop everything that you could. What do you have?
Okay, so it has to be within reason. Obviously, you can't, if you're buying and that your purchases, you can't, you know, stop your life. Obviously, it's within reason, but the reason isn't, you know, 6 months later. That's not reasonable. The shiur that they give is yoyim or yomayim. In fact, we're going to see that when it's an extreme case of diamonds, which is hard to find a necessity, there's no one in the city, the Machaber says you have till Erev Shabbos or other things later on. By coins, you have till Erev Shabbos to find out. Diamonds, you might have a little bit more, but that was the stretch. You got till Erev Shabbos. Like I said, in a normal product, it has to be immediate. It doesn't have to be that minute, but it should be that day or the following day. The Machaber continues, Vim Yivarer, however, if you can prove Shahoyu lo Einis, that you were Nanas, Val Kain lo Chaka b'teiks manzeh, leida im nisana, and you were Nanas, and that's why you didn't come back, let's say you lost the item, or whatever, or you were busy, you had other tirdus involved, and you can prove that you had no ability, you had no opportunity to be Mavarer, and you were never Michael, then Yochalak Zabayadayin, then Avada, you still have a right to come back. It's not pshat that the din of Anor was only set Kadei She'al Ataka. Avada is a regular Hilchas Anor, which really should have last forever. Just as an automatic Mechila, because everyone knows the meaning was to find out immediately. If you can prove that you were Nenas, then that's fine, you could still come back. Hayu Yodea Lokeach B'Shoa Shalokha, if the Lokeach knew at the time of the purchase in Nisana that he was being ripped off, and he kept quiet. Immediately after the Lakika, he went back to the Tago, to the Karev, he went back to the seller within the time frame of going to the Tago and the Karev, Tavea no, so he has a right to be Tavea, no? We cannot assume that he was Michael, since he already knew even before he purchased the item. It was very simple why he did it for, because he would like to get at the price, at the fair market price. For example, I go into a store, I know he's off, it's come on, impossible, I know if he's off, this is Mais and the Gemara, I know he's off exactly by Shtos, normally the market is $50 and he sells it for $60, but I'm lazy to go to the other side of town, whatever it is. So either I can tell him and he could tell me jump in the lake and he'll never sell it to me, or I can play ignorant and I'll buy it from him, and then the second letter, so now I'm only giving you $50 because that's the going market price, and I pay you $60, you give me back $10, that's a Shtos, and we call it a deal at $50. So you're forcing him to the market price. That's why he did it. Granted, they mentioned that this halacha could be even by Yisrael Mishtos in an extreme case. I'd rather not go into it now why he might be doing it by Yisrael Mishtos if his only remedy is Bittul Mekar, so it would make no sense. But there are cases even by Yisrael Mishtos which make sense. And it's really a machlek as a choin if you could say it by Yisrael Mishtos, but Pashas we paskin that even by Yisrael Mishtos it would work. It means we don't assume you're Michael because you went in with the knowledge. As long as you come back within the time period, you're fine. I'm going to see later on, if you discuss this and he tells you, Manashin Lukha Alay or no, that might be a constitute a Mechila. But in absence of anything, he went there, like the Machaber says, the Shosak, he went in there blindly, ignorantly, whatever, you played ignorance and you bought it, you have a right to be today or no. That is the halakha. This is from the Lakeach then. I mean, the Lakeach has a small window of time. Not only that, some even suggest that if the seller is not around, let's say you immediately found out and you call the seller up and you get a business signal or an answering machine or that, you can leave a message, I guess, but no one's home. Some akronim go to the extreme and say that the window is still Kadesh She'al HaTag, and if you can't get a hold of him, what you're going to have to do is go to Bezdin and tell Bezdin that you're not going to be Michael, even though you came within the time period, here's the receipt, I bought it today, I'm not Michael. But most Achrenim say that that's an extreme and you need not go to Bezin, and that would be like a Nenas. You tried and the guy wasn't around, so you'll have to try again, I guess, tomorrow or the next day, whatever it is, but that would be considered a Noinis and you would not be Moichel. That does not constitute a Mechila. But I just brought it out to show you the extreme.
Sorry, this Mechila also
removed the Yisrael Rav? Okay, that's a problem. Pashas Mechila will not remove this. You have to know why. But I'll give you one right off the bat, is Pachas Mishtos. Pachas Mishtos is a built-in Mechila, and yet the Rosh says, and the Mechaber Pazin, Sotik Dereis Alechumra. How could he possibly be Venissa if I'm automatically Meichel? So Vaisos Mechila doesn't undo the Lav. On the other note, the Rishonim, in the beginning of Ezeh Neshech, when the Gemara over there makes a trichusa between Anoah, Gazel, Rivers, which is in Daf Yemi, the Rishonim discuss, when the Gemara says that Anoah possibly is Layada the Machal, never know about it. Ribbis and Gazela, he will know about it. And the Meiri and the Ravid brought down, I think in the Shita, the Ravid says, because by Anoah, he might never know about it. He might never be aware that he was Nisana forever, and therefore the Issa will remain forever. Shailiz, what happened to the mechila? Chayda the mechila built in mechila kadesh yar lataga. Some reason I don't have a corpse yet, but I say this mechila kadesh yar lataga doesn't undo the issa. Maybe because even a right out mechila wouldn't undo the issa. It's you still have to do tshuva and olav. But at least that would that we see in the Rishonim that it doesn't undo the issa. You still loy ve'olav. Oh, so now that's why I mentioned that on Sefer Seichel should be mechil an active mechila before you purchase it, not after. It means while you're purchasing, I know I'm being Nisana, or should I be Nisana? I am allowing him to be manami, so you're giving him the right to be manami. At least you have that in your mind, so you saved him from Anissa. But if you only make him the next second that you're not going to come back to him, that's not going to work. His person will still have Anissa.
There's no midas kasidus if the guy was Michael.
You still have to do tshuva, and that's been adam lamakam or whatever it is. But there's no chiv moment even on the dag of midas kasidus because he was already Michael the chiv moment. If you owe me $100 and I was making you, that's it. It's history. You no longer owe me that money. So to correct. In the ben adam lamakam, you have to do whatever you need to be masak and any other yisurim. Whatever it might be, charata, vidi, tshuva, whatever it is, Yom Kippur, whatever is necessary to undo this love. All right, this is Sif Zayin. Let's move on to Sif Ches. Which is, I mean, you don't get malchus for it. It's either nitin lishavim, nitin lasei, it's nitik lasei. Even if you give it back, you're not going to undo the law. You still need to do tshuva. The Rambam says in Uchas Tshuva that for gzela, if you steal and you make of a hashava, you still have an issa and you still need tshuva on the gzela. The Michus are drawn in the beginning of the Nashak Agis, but that's the shita of the Rambam. Rambam holds by chayvel as well. Punk by mazik mom, the Rambam holds the shita if you pay.
You can't claim that tshuva won't help if you don't take the item back. First, you take the item back and then you
give
the item back.
You're not mechiv to give the item back. You can do tshuva without it. There is no chiv. He was running mechiv you. The chiv is only if he wasn't Meichel in his Amidus Chassidus. If he was ready Meichel, there's no point in giving him anything back. Then it's Tam Tshuva and Nilav. Alright, let's see Sif Ches. Sif Ches is going to discuss the seller's end. And Sif Zayin discussed the Lokeaxin, and that is that he has a limited time of Ad Kadesh Shiyar Latagoy Lekroivoy. And now comes the seller's end, which is basically limitless. Let's see. Vamedra Mamurim, these are, when are we talking about? Is Bilokeach, Sharia Mekach, Biyodo Mareu. He has the wherewithal, he has the chafetz, he has the opportunity to bring it to a tag and get it properly assessed. Havalam Meicha, but someone who sells the product, he no longer has the item by him. Chayzeba no loilam. He has a right to come back forever. That means if he made a price too low and the Lokeach underpaid, he has a right to come back to Lokeach forever and claim back or no. Vein Torklem with Bitul Mekach, and certainly by Bitul Mekach he has a right to be Mevatel the Mekach forever. Why? Sheinu Yodeh Mezeh Shemochar, he's unaware, he doesn't know the price of this item, Ad Sheyarek Kamoisei Shenimka B'Shuk, until he sees it sold in the Shuk somewhere else. Lefikach, if this is the only right that the seller has, the only reason why the seller has this endless right, this endless window of coming back is because he doesn't have the item. If it's a type of an item which is a standard item, it's not mishuna from one to the other, it's not unique in any way, and all the same units, which is kamat most, or kamat all the items today, everything is mass produced, peppers, how much do you buy a pound of peppers for, a pound of apples, whatever it is, ain't a choyza ela kadesh yishalav shasha b'shuk bovad. Not having the item is not an excuse. You can still go ask the other merchants and the other sellers or the other service providers and find out how much should this be, how much should this couch be, how much should this legal document be to be drawn up, how much should this, whatever it is, you always have that capability of coming back and finding out how much it is, and therefore it should be ad kadesh yishalav shasha b'shuk bovad. V'chein, and so too, even if it is unique, im noida, let's say a used item, I sold a used car, it's a unique item, im noida shabala yada kemem karai, if it is known, if we can prove that he came across an item similar to the one that he sold, the yada shatar, and he was aware that he made the mistake, that he was nisan of a loy tava, and he still didn't go back to the lokeach and be tevei zono, eno yokalach of litvaya sharei mocha. Because then he's just like a lokeach. He had the opportunity, he saw someone else with the item selling it. He knew that he was duped. From there he can determine that he was duped previously, the day before, and he had to go back to his previous custom. And if he doesn't, that will buy a mechila.
Why is it that
is in the whole of it? He believes when he sees the item.
Okay, but that's passive. He has nothing to do about it. When it comes, of course, that's what the Machaber says. He has a chiv. He has a right to because of loyalim, unless it's a davar shein b'minishinui, or if he came across the item. He has nothing. He can't do anything about it. Whereas, Lakeach has the item, could bring it to an assessor. If I purchased a diamond and I want to know how much it's worth, I can take this diamond to a mumcha and ask him, how much is this diamond worth? The seller who sold the diamond doesn't have that diamond with him to show. He doesn't have another diamond similar. Obviously, if we have a store which sells many products, the same product, so you can bring the next bag of cookies to someone to assess. So he's like Shabal Yadik Memkari. He has it himself. That he's not mechuyev to do. There is no... Because you never know, it could be many svaras. One svar is that you don't know when you're going to sell the item. It could be today, tomorrow, and every day fluctuates. So why bother with the tirka?
Why is he
has the right to be, once he sells
a unique item, then how do you establish a market price for such a unique item?
Because later on he can bump into, like he says later on, Shabbali Yadu Kimem Karai. So we're going to get to halacha later on. That's going to be in the next sif, what happens if the market fluctuates. But let's say in a normal market, he can prove, or the mumkin can tell you how much it was worth yesterday. If I sell you a stack, the mumkin can tell you, yeah, sure, today is going at 56, but I sold it. If you can tell the guy I bought it yesterday at, I don't know, 2 p.m., there probably is a way to find out what it was going for at 2 p.m. Certainly the closing price of yesterday is all over the place, printed. It's posted all over the place. Okay, so that's an economy, but you can get an assessment. If I tell you it was this type of item and it was sold yesterday into yesterday's environment, the market environment, a mumka could tell me, given yesterday's market environment, the price should have been such and such. So namely, there is a chiluk between a lokeach and a moich. A lokeach has a limited time, kedei she'ar l'taga, and a seller has lo'olam, unless it's something which is ein v'mini shinui, which is like today, or he bumps into it somewhere else. Now there's a machlokes achreinim, when it says, emnoidu shabolo yadad kemem kari v'yadu shata, how vite does that have to be? Some say it has to be, emnoidu shabolo yadad kemem kari, as long as he saw his item marketed somewhere else, then from there he could deduce shata. So therefore v'yodah shata v'loy tava, and it's a mechila. It means, let's say I see someone else selling the same jalapi 91 the tourist, which I just sold yesterday. I can go and ask the seller or the buyer, I have the opportunity to find out how much he paid for it, and if I don't bother trying to find out, that would constitute a mechila, just like when a lokeach didn't bother to find out, that would constitute a mechila. Others say, no, I'm not mechuyev to assume that I made this choice. It's not like a lokeach who has an item and he can go simply and he has a perfect shear. And go to the target. Here, if I see this another item, similar item being sold, I don't have to inquire unless I see the price as well. If I see another item being sold at a higher price or advertised at a higher price, then the light should go on and say, hey, I must have made a choice. But until I know, until I see the price, it won't be a mechil. And then they learn the mechava, emnoida shabal yada kamem kari, viyada shatar. Everything is in the noida. It was known that he came across another item, and he knew about the mistake, and then v'lay tava, and he yachalaks. And Pashas, that's how we paskin. That until you can prove that he saw the item, and he saw the price as well, and he knew he was being off, and he was duped yesterday, then it's a mechil, otherwise it's not. Another point to mention is that it's meduik and a machab, it has to be imnoida, it has to be known and proven. What happens if it's a machlek is between me and the seller? The seller comes back 3 weeks later and he claims or no, and I say, come on, who are you kidding? I know that you saw this item, I know that you deal with this item every day, I myself know that you sold the same item to my friend the following day, so you already know that you made the mistake and you didn't come back to me, should be a machila. That's my word against his, the seller is going to win. Even though normally it should be amay to make a veil of her, I'm mukzik in the item, jump in the lake, I'm not giving you a penny more, I'm not giving you back your item, I know that you are Michael already. Here the Machaber says, no, it's apparent in the Machaber that unless you can prove, unless it's known Shabbali Yadik Mem Karay, he has a right to come back. And the reason that the Rechonim discuss is because Mechilo is a Taina Gerua. One cannot win in a bezin with a taina of machila. I can't say the reason why you didn't come back to me, you knew already and you were meichel. We have to assume that that's odd, that someone should be meichel on on a mistake should be meichel on what the Achayim call it, a form of gzela. The Gemara's Moran Shema like that in the beginning of Zeil Neshech, that he stole from me this price. It would be uncalled for, unheard of, that a person should be meichel such a mistake, and therefore if it's my word against his, he will win to say that he was not meichel, and he first found out about it today, and he came back immediately, and he has a right to be today or no. Any questions? Okay, let me give you the following case. What happens if you have a case, we're going to try to turn the tables around. What happens if you have the case where I purchased something from the seller, but I didn't, I wasn't moishik to my rishos. I made a kinyan suda, we made a contract, whatever it is, and it's still by the seller. So then the mefarshim say that the tables are turned. The seller has the item, and he already sold it, so now the clock starts to tick. And he has a shir k'deshi yala taga l'kroivi, because now he has a wherewithal, he has a chavis, that he has the ability to go to a mumcha and determine the price, and if he doesn't, there will be a mechilin k'deshi yala taga. However, the buyer, since the buyer doesn't have the item yet, it wasn't delivered yet, his clock doesn't start to tick till after the delivery. When he gets it, then he has a shir k'deshi yala taga. Until then, not.
Why is it like this? We just said
that
the seller has no
achrayus. The seller has no achrayus because he doesn't have the ability. He has no item to bring to show. But in this case, where the buyer left the item by the seller, they made a contract or they made a kinyan suda, but it's still by the seller. Now the tables are turned. The seller is the one who has the ability, and the buyer does not have the ability. The reason why he had no achrayus is because he couldn't. He had no ability to show.
Before he sold it, he had no achrayus.
Oh, that's before he sold it. Correct.
What's the difference?
He already sold it. Just like the lokeach, once it's purchase, he now has to find out, was the purchase a good sale? Was it a good price? Did he overpay or not? So the seller has to know, did he undercharge or not? He has the same achrayus that a lokeach has. The only hetter that he had was, is he doesn't have the item. That's why, let's say, if it wasn't unique, then he has the same chiv as a lokeach, even quicker. He has al shasha b'shuk bavad.
Why don't we say that every time the seller should have an achrayus before he sells something?
That we're not mechuyev to do, like I said, because the seller never knows when he's going to sell it, if it's going to be sold, and we can't be matriachim to do this research before he sells it. Once he sells it, then he's just like a lokeach. The only difference is the metziah. He doesn't have the item.
But the store that sells particular items, he knows what he's selling. What kind of a time is...
Every day the price can change.
He sells
funnier
there.
So what? But it can change. The mice is that's how it was. They were never matal on him. If you'd like, you can suggest. Achronim try to suggest other reasons why the seller doesn't have a chiv. But it's not just the seller. The buyer also doesn't have a chiv prior to the sale. Neither has a chiv. Let's say it would be something which is ein b'minin shinis. It's not unique. So the buyer could also find out and call up a bunch of other stores. An educated consumer is my best. Sorry?
You don't have to rely on the seller, no?
No, just like the seller's now rely on you. No one, you're not even relying on a target, it says later on, we're going to see. There is a hilkos anah. If you know that you're underpaying, you have an isra anah, even if the person is a mumcha. So no one has the right to rely on the other party. There is still an isra anah. The reason why you don't bother is because until the deal is done, why should I bother doing it? Once there's a deal consummated, then the clock starts to tick. The seller has kadesh yira, the buyer has kadesh yira l'taga, the seller has something similar, that is, k'day sheyesh al hashasha b'shuk, if it's not unique, or if he bumps into it. But in this case, where he has it, the tables turn, he'll have the shir k'day sheyesh al hashasha, not the buyer.
I just want to say, hold the whole concept over here, because the only issue with the rights here, what we're talking about over here is the refund, the recourse of the other enough. How can somebody go sell? How can somebody buy before he gains?
Okay, let me repeat your question. The question is that this is only lagabi the remedy, the refund. But why doesn't someone have a chiyuv beforehand to find out before he sells it to save himself, to spare himself from being oivein issa? So I would suggest again, this shita is that a person has a right. If he fairly markets an item, he has a right to believe, obviously if he's honest with himself, that he's fairly marketing this item. And he has no problem of the issa. As long as he doesn't know, or he's not negligent, he's not playing ignorant to know that he's duping the other customer, or the customer duping the seller, that's fine. He's not over any issa. And therefore the only din that's nagar is lagabi the chazara. Well, he knows he's giving a bargain too. That would be probably what we have in the end of Sif Tes, which we're going to discuss. But they shouldn't have that story. That that is, everyone knows that, unless you tell me that everyone knows only that it's supposedly half price and he's really giving it at, you know, 10 cents on the dollar. But you could assume that if he's giving it at that price, it's going out of business sale. Of course he's going to be under price because he has to get rid of the schayer, which is the next sef.
Some sefers hate to
It would be more negay to the meicher if he is being underpaid. Right, it's just real that the meicher allows himself to be underpaid, right? Correct. And economy, the seller should have the same moral responsibility to be actively meicher before he sells every item. I have that in mind. There's a policy, the mechila policy, that something which is mis'ana, less than ashtos, he is being meicher. Correct.
Mechayer that should. Right away. He doesn't have it to show the tagra.
Cool. He does have it. He can show it before he eats it.
You didn't know it was a problem before you ate it. You went right away and ate it right away.
But why should you eat it right away? You should...
An ice cream store.
Yeah, that could be a problem, Taka. But let's say you purchase a box of cookies, and obviously for home consumption.
It's not a problem until later we find out.
But I'm saying, he can go right away before he eats it. He can go right away and find out how much was a box of cookies. And especially since it's something which is... today, everything is not unique. Kamat, everything is not unique. Even if you don't have the box anymore of cookies, you can still call up three grocery stores and find out. So if it's lein teknish to do, then you have meicha. That's why you have the shir kadesh yeshal shasha b'shuk or shiyar lataga. If you want to be meichel because of lein teknish, fine. But you can have a greater item that you don't that you do bother doing. That's why these superstores sometimes say they're willing to guarantee and match any price. And if not, there is a reason, because when it's talking about large skumim, you will do that. Yes, that's a very good question. How are you allowed to find out if that Suresh Chavches is a nisa of Toilena Valamekach, the Chayyur? Yes, that should be a problem. The Piskei question asks this, Shiloh. Every time you have to get an assessment, how are you allowed to do this? I can just tell you that simply is you only over the nisa if you lead him to believe that you're trying to buy by him. You could always say, I'm just curious, I would like to know the price. I'm only doing it from curiosity. It piques my curiosity. Or I have a reason why I need to know, you can disclose it to him, but then he'll have time is why you purchase somewhere else. But something like that. And a chanam, if you do it stam and you call up, yes, you might be over that is of a nos dvarim.
This thing where you have to check out the equivalent of fair market price on what you bought, it's not such a simple matter. Because if I bought it in a cold food store, I go to ShopRite, it may not be a dead gold place.
Well, we already discussed last time that a grocery store and a supermarket are two different products. Three other grocery stores.
Similar type of a store.
Correct, which is not so hard. There are a number of grocery stores already in Lake Baruch Hashem. But you can have in any item. You can go to the Grady area. If it's a service provider, whatever it is, you can go and find out from there. Now, let me mention another point. Is if you go back to Siv Zion, the Mechabe says, "Any yochel lacks of a little tvoya nosai." That once the time lapsed, the Kadesh Yair Lataga, you have no right to go back and claim the Ono. The Mashmois of the Mechabe is that you already paid, and I guess that was normal, you paid at the time of the sale, and now you're trying to take back the money, try to extract the money from the seller, and that the Mechabe says, in Yochel Naks of Lola Tvoy Nosa, after the window. The Shach is Medayek, and Sushainim as well, that Vice Deis, if you had not yet paid, it would be a different halacha. You wouldn't be meshubit to the shir k'dei shiyar l'taka. And the reason the Rishonim suggests is because since you had not yet paid, you always have a migoy. I mean, not always, but usually you'll have a migoy that later on, when the seller is going to mun you for the money, you're going to say, well, you cheated me, and it was a non, I'm only going to pay you $6 and not $7. And he's going to say, well, you know, the shir k'dei shiyar l'taka lapsed, and you have to pay me the full $7. Well, it'll say, you have to believe me that I was never moichel, because if you don't believe me, I'll always tanya that I already paid you. I paid you the whole thing. But migo that I always tanya that I already paid you, you have no proof I never paid you. It's my word against yours. So then you're going to have to believe me that I was never moichel, even though the shir k'dei shiyar l'taka already lapsed. Now, of course, that's if I was never moichel, and I'm not lying. If I was moichel, it's not going to help you to have this migo. And like this Rishonim's shot, it's going to come out that you have to make a shvua to be neman. So it's not such a simple eitzah. Because had you tined it that you paid and it's your word against his, you would win in a bezin, but you have a chiyuv shvua sesis. because he has a tiny sbari that you never paid him. So now that you're claiming that indeed you didn't pay, but you had a reason and whatever, you would never moichel on the anon, you're willing to pay him $6 out of the $7, you'll have to make a shrua because your migo taina, the other taina, came along with a shrua. So this taina to be neman obviously has to have a shrua too, because that's your migo. You can't be stronger with your taina than your migo taina. That is the shittas of the Rishon, and that's pashas how we paskin. Other Achronim suggest, but we don't paskin like this, take it one step further and say it's a psychology that Kozman, a person has the money by him, he doesn't bother going and investigating and taking an assessment of the thing, and therefore he was never Michael, even if he doesn't have this Michael, even if, let's say, they're Adam to know that he had never paid yet. They would like to suggest that you still have a shiur to come back into the Adonah, because Kozman, I was holding on to the money, I didn't bother, because I know that possessions, 9/10 of the law, I was pretty comfortable sitting on my money, I didn't bother. We don't pass them like that. We pass them like the Rishonim, and like the Shach brings down, that Avada, that would be a Mechila. The only reason why not is because you always have a Migo that you could claim that you were never paid in the first, or that you already paid in the first place, will never be able to get back the money from you, so therefore he has to believe you that even though you didn't pay, but you were never Mechil the Adonah.
Let's say you have two identical food stands. One is near Shulam, the heavy area. It's full of food stands that are like that. I have to keep my price. And then the food stand, let's say in the Negev.
No, it's, again, it's a hakol lefi hamakom lefi hazman. Yishlaim and the Negev are two different mekaymes. But if you're in the same neighborhood,
advantage because I don't have competition and because people need it when they're
and it could be supply and demand is different. Whatever, that is the price for the Negev. The tourism price. You go to Niagara Falls, a bottle of soda could be a can of soda is $3. That is tourism. Everyone is there. It would be so great. You have to realize it would be such a great lucrative business, then you would open up a stand there too and drive down the market. I mean, I'm a strong advocate of the Republican philosophy, right? If it was really so kedai, then you would open up a stand, you'd leave your business and go there. Vice versa, there's a reason why they charge that, because of the tech or keeping a cold or whatever it is, and that is a price. There is a price for that makam. Hakol lefi makam or lefi hazman.
What happens if you pay by credit card?
Well, if you learn, and that's how we paskin, that it's totally on the Migo, so what are you going to say? The Migo is that I could have done it, I already paid, and not, well, it's documented on the receipt.
Yeah,
but if you stop the credit, you don't have a Migo, then I have you. I have proof that you didn't pay.
Without the Migo, any time, whenever the transaction goes right, we have different allocations that depends if you paid or you didn't pay.
When you want to know if you pay by a credit card, are you still considered a mukzik? Pasha is a check, and these things, I mean, they're going to discuss it, but Pasha is, you still retain the mukzakas until they collect, since you have the right to stop the check, or at least stop the credit card payment, whatever. But it's not going to help you here, because here, the only reason why you win when you're mukzik is because you have a migo, you can tell you didn't pay. He has the receipts, and it's l'charek collectible in court, unless you can prove you paid other means, he'd win, and you'd be stuck. And so too, you know, you can turn the tables around by the seller. You can have a case of the seller where he'd be mukzik, let's say he didn't deliver the item yet, and therefore he didn't bother checking out the time. Let's say it'll be something which is ein b'mini shina. It's not unique, so normally he'd be limited to the time of Kadesh Yishal HaShasha B'Shuk. But since he didn't deliver the item yet, he was comfortable and he didn't bother to find out because he had the item and he has a migo, he already delivered the item. Let's say if that would be the case, he could claim that he already delivered the item and he would win on that taina. So he has a migo, he could taina it even though he didn't deliver the item, he was never moichel, and you have to believe him that he was never moichel, the ono, and he would still have a right to taina ono. Then there's a more elementary step which happens often, is let's say you contract, you only give money and you never made a proper kinyan. And that's the halach of a Misha Para. What would be then, in the realm of a Misha Para, are we limited to the shir of Kadesh Yishal, Ashash Abashuk, or Kadesh Yal Atago, Lekrevi, something like that? Rabbi Akiva Eger suggests that, no, that when it's only money, that you only have a shir of, the only taina that someone could have on you is a Misha Para. It wasn't fully consummated, deal wasn't a done deal, the Rekivega suggests that you will not have the shear, it's not limited to shear, and you have a right to be chayza even afterwards until, of course, once you deliver it. Once you deliver it, make a proper kinyan, then the clock will start kicking. Other achrayim argue, and perhaps we pass them like the other achrayim, that even lagavi misha paro, the clock starts to tick. And if I paid money, and I didn't make a maisa kinyan, the shear kadesh yishal ataga starts, Shiyala Taga starts, but like I said, there the seller has the item, so the seller is Shiyala Taga. I don't have the item yet, so I'll have time until I get the item. But yes, there will be a shir kadei she'ar l'taga, even though there's only money, and even though it's only the severity is only legabi misha bara. Any questions? As far as Yekivega suggests, as far as the way he suggests is a little shver, I would suggest maybe he means this, is that since a person knows that even if he would go to Bezdin, and even if it was Pierce Tashir, and everything's done, he would still be able to retain the item and not take a loss, because he'll win. In a Bezdin, all it is in Mishapar. Now, Nick will have to accept the Klala, but he'll win on the item, he'll win on the price, whatever it is, he won't lose any money. So, Brentnish to run to a Taga, because worst comes to worst, all it is a Klala, nothing more than that. It's not actionable in a Bezdin, he cannot be Moitzit from me. So, therefore, I don't bother. If something is actionable in Bezdin, if I made a proper Maisa Kinyan and I don't run, and then I know that he's going to win on it, he'll be able to take the money from me or the item from me, then I know that I have to go Kadesh Yalla Daga. Otherwise, I don't bother with it. It's not so important. Maybe that's what Rikidega meant. Maybe. Any questions? All right, let's stop here.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.